In the words of the boss, baby, we were born to run. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really right there. You
Well, welcome to episode 28 of the Fat Man Chronicles.
I'm exhausted.
28 of these things. How about that? I am your co-host, Pete. I am the author of the Fat Man Chronicles blog, which you can find at fatmanchronicles.com. And sitting next to me, as always, is my lovely wife, Gretchen. And we are just a regular couple. You know, I was thinking that regular couple thing was really... tonight for dinner showed like a giant thing of pasta for the kids while we're trying to eat. Anyway, a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. And we normally right here ask what's in that bottle, but we're not drinking.
Nope. In that bottle is water. That is what's in that bottle tonight. And we're taking a break. I'm taking a break. You asked if I wanted any wine tonight, and as much as I desperately would love a glass of wine, we will get to my reasoning probably in a little bit.
But, well, that's good.
But yeah, no wine tonight, just water, lots and lots of water.
I don't know how you get through these things not drinking with
it's
me
hard.
Next to you.
It's hard, let me tell you. And I feel like it kind of suffers because I don't have a buzz going.
The podcast suffers. Your tolerance of me suffers.
Pretty much. There might be a little more eye rolling than normal.
Well, I don't know if that could possibly happen, but
I have a strain. It's how I get my exercise in.
We're just going to jump into the FMC rewind, right?
Yep.
We're going to talk about views from the couch right away, which I know is a favorite segment. This one divides the audience. This is like a favorite of like some of the audience. Yeah. Some of the audience I think might be hitting that, you know, plus 15 seconds.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
Come on.
I don't know.
Come on. Well, my views from the couch are limited because after our vacation, you've kind of worked from home a little more than normal, and we've been working our way through our shared TV shows because we had a lot. Because I was in Atlanta, then we were on vacation, so we had a lot of stuff. So as far as my personal views, like my little, you know, trashy reality shows, I am so far behind. It's crazy. I have stuff. I'm behind on Grey's, on my Real Housewives, Vanderpump. I mean, I'm behind. I think I watched maybe one show since the last time we recorded. And wow. I mean, my Little Women are back and I haven't watched them. Linda is very upset about this whole, and
she says, she's a patron. So we better not do this.
She says again. You need to go to Highland Park so that I can watch some shows. Also, work has been busy too. So
I could just work from downstairs.
You're cutting into my views from the couch. So, but I'm glad that we were able to catch up on a lot of our shows.
John and Rob, you're welcome. I got a couple of things that I've got to chime in here.
Okay.
One, didn't we hear like one of them Vanderpump people has a podcast now?
Yes. So Sheena Shea. Actually, I wonder if she just got divorced. Her divorce is finalized. So I wonder if she'll go back to her maiden name. But her name's Sheena Shea, and she has her own podcast. Actually, two Vanderpump people have podcasts. Sheena has one, and then Stassi has one.
Will
as
well. You listen to those?
No.
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 So you don't think they're like a good supplement to the show?
Probably not. Okay.
And then the second thing is you said trashy reality show. So is this like
horrible.
That George Carlin routine where your stuff is stuff, but their stuff is... Can I call it trashy?
You can't. No, because I can call it because I'm a patron of them. And I recognize their value for what they bring to my
life. Value.
They bring back barrel that noise.
That is a big word. That is a,
they bring value.
Wow.
I feel like some of them have done some good at some point. I'm thinking. I can't think of anything
I think
right now.
In general, sure, there's the reality genre, I think, has. Maybe
yeah,
not
I just
the
don't
ones
know
that
about
you're
the
talking.
Ones I watch. Yeah.
I mean, like, I think there's some redeeming value to things like Shark Tank and The Profit.
Yep. Yep.
I think that there's some value.
I don't
value.
Call those, like, I know they're reality shows because it's...
American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah. See, I don't, like, that's a company. I know those are reality shows, but, like, those are, well, Shark Tank and The Profit, I don't really see, I don't...
Well, they're reality.
They are reality. No, I am not, yes, they're 100%, well...
They're unscripted. I'm using yeah. funny, you know, bunny quotes. Ears.
So are my shows. They're unscripted.
Right.
So, but, yeah, no, I don't really have... I don't really have any updates just because I feel like I'm very far behind on my shows.
I really feel like you're going to have to binge some and then do like a special.
A whole show.
Just, but it releases as a special so that people that don't want to just listen to that.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I mean, I guess I did watch my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and, you know, Lisa Vanderpump, who is... The spin-off Vanderpump Rules is from her. She lost a puppy. One of her puppies passed away. So that was very sad on that show. And they are always, it just, I think maybe I don't have a lot to say about it because I feel like it's becoming so, it's more redundant than normal. And wow, maybe because there's so many of them, and maybe because, like, you know, I have to talk about them each week that I always feel like I'm talking about the same thing because there's just, it's just the same. Now, I will say that my Real House New York is coming up. That's starting up in a couple weeks, and I have that looks like it's going to be a great season. There's some more.
Did you use air quotes with great season?
No.
Okay.
No. But I did. Oh, you know what? I did watch my reunion for. I finished up the reunion for Married Medicine. Those are the women that were basically all getting divorced on the show this season. But one of them, one couple announced they were getting divorced at the beginning, like an hour one of the reunion. And by hour three, they put the divorce on hold. Like their friends came. And that was really kind of cool, actually. Because like, so it's this couple that everyone's always looked to. They've been married for 23 years. They have two sons. One of them just graduated from high school. Is off at, I believe he's at Brown. She's a doctor. I don't know what Cecil does, but he's a professional as well. He's not a doctor, but he is a professional. And they were always the couple that all these other couples kind of like look to. Like they were like the model couple. And it's kind of shows like they were having all these problems behind the scenes. And I guess things finally came to a head for them and they filed for divorce. And it's like, they just like, were like, you know what? I give up. I'm not doing it anymore. And all their friends kind of came together on the reunion show. And I don't know if this was scripted. I have no idea. But they
like
came
an intervention?
It was like an intervention. Like, listen, let's get down to the problems. What are you guys? And it was part of the problems that Cecil had this friend that's a female that became a little more like he swears nothing happened, that she was just a friend, but like his wife felt like he was putting her before his wife. You can't do that. I mean, you just can't. Wife comes first.
Duly noted.
Yeah. And so he's like, you know what, if that's causing so much strife, if that's like, you know, one of our reasons that we're having these issues, then you know what, she's not that important to me. She's a good friend, but you're more important.
Wasn't this an episode of Friends?
Yes, where Emily made her, yeah, but that was, yeah, but Emily, yes, it was. Emily made Ross choose between her or Rachel.
See?
It is. But
so this was done 25 years ago or whatever.
It was, Friends was done 25 years ago. Well, it wasn't? Oh my God, it was probably,
I mean, 20,
yeah. So, so it was kind of cool to watch this and, you know, to see them rally behind them and try and help them, you know, get down to the root of their problems. And, you know, they put their divorce on hold, which is nice.
Nice.
So that was, I watched that the other night. I forgot. I watched that one night when I went to bed.
All right. Well, then I guess we'll just jump from that into.
Yeah, people stop hitting the fast forward button, apparently.
I'm not saying, look, most people probably fast forward through me. So I'm just saying that the three that fast forward through your part there. All right. So we're going to jump into my training, which is still going really well. And I'm going to just spend time talking about the Shamrock Shuffle that I did yesterday.
You did.
So I also wrote a race recap. If you want to read some details, I did save one juicy tidbit for
for the podcast.
But if you want to read the race recap, it's on fatmanchronicles.com. And it's in blog form and includes pictures. I'm multimedia.
Look at you. You even went Facebook Live during.
I did. That now you've skipped to the end.
Sorry.
So now everybody knows I finished.
I think everyone knows he finished.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like the Facebook Live was kind of impromptu. Mm-hmm. And like I know I'm balding, but like when I do things like Facebook Live, oh my gosh. Like I need a better angle than
the
sweaty dome that was going on at that point. It was It's just not good. Not coming back. I don't know if I should start using Rogaine or
Rogaine,
whatever those things are. Yeah, yeah. But it's not pretty.
What did Urlacher do? He did.
He did Restore. Like,
yeah,
he,
there you go.
That's probably expensive.
Take some back hair, put it on is that
Urlacher's
what they do?
Back hair? I'm not going to do that. I think that's rude.
But then you could say you have Urlacher's back hair on your head. Come on. No?
Just a clone of an Urlacher?
Exactly.
That's
so anyway, Shamrock Shuffle.
So gross in so many ways. The Shamrock Shuffle. So the Shamrock Shuffle is an 8K, strange distance, I know, an 8K event, which is just shy of 5 miles. I think it's 4.96 or 4.97 technically. And takes place in Chicago. It's sponsored by Bank of America and it's huge.
Yeah.
It's 25,000 plus people. I think they said 28,000 this year.
Wow.
But I don't know if that includes the walkers and how many, because there's a 2 mile walk.
Right.
And I don't know how many that includes. There was under 21,000 finishers on the site as of now. So definitely well over 20,000 people though.
Yep.
And I was in the last corral. So it was cold.
It was, is why the kids and I went to breakfast instead of going to cheer you on.
My support team wasn't anywhere to be found.
Hey, we drove you.
You did. You dropped me off and told me walk to the start. But that was fine. It was cold. 30 degrees. It felt like 19.
Yeah.
It was like a 15 to 20 mile an hour wind coming out, from the east off the lake, which is just cold.
Yeah.
So I had layers on and some hand warmers and all that good stuff. But I was excited because I was going to get to meet a couple of subbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to meet Rob before getting to the corral. He's faster than me. So he was in the first wave. So I hated him.
Right. Because he was finishing. He was finishing while you were starting.
Right. He's younger. He's taller, more hair, faster. I don't know why I met this guy. He made me feel horrible about myself. But it was great to meet him. He's been in it since the beginning, the Sub 30 Club, right? So when awesome. I say subbers, I'm talking about the Sub 30 Club, which I've talked about many times on the show. And I'm telling you, if you want motivation, you come join, although you have not yet, which is actually probably good because I can talk about you in the group and
I'm not a runner.
You don't have to be.
Yeah.
You'll be a walker. A lot of walkers in the group.
I'm really not a walker.
A lot of bikers. A lot of people in the group. Couch sitters are welcome. But anyway, Rob's been in since almost the beginning, which is about 6 years now. And I'm the first subber he's ever met in person.
Oh, wow.
So that was an honor.
Is he like antisocial?
No, he's not at all.
Or are you a stalker?
No, not that either. I think mostly it's just coincidence. To be honest, but I have no idea. I didn't really get into the ins and outs of why he hasn't met somebody. And he'll be there, I think, Saturday too when we meet some other people. But anyway, all good over there?
I'm sorry. You know what's going on with work? I had something from work. I just came.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good. It's all
can
good.
It wait?
Yes, it can wait. No. Go ahead.
I mean, if we got to stop.
No.
Or if you want to call.
No.
You want to call Wendy? We can put her on the air.
No.
We're good?
We're good. We're
okay.
Good.
All right. So anyway, so I met Rob and then kind of wandered over towards my corral, which is wave two, which starts a half an hour later. And I was going to meet another subber, Tracy. And while I made my way over, I decided to go ahead and try to eat the little Rip Van waffle that I brought. I've only had Honey Stinger brand up until now, but I tried the Rip Van waffle.
I mean, it's called...
It was
it's kind of a better name, Rip Van. I mean, it makes you think you're going to be ripped.
No, I think it was a play on Rip Van Winkle.
But, oh.
You know.
Yeah.
There's that too.
There's that too.
It was dark chocolate, caramel, sea salt caramel flavor, and it was good.
Yeah.
But I do like the Honey Stinger better.
Okay.
I just have liked their flavors better. And I don't, as has been documented, I don't eat a lot of sugar and grains, although I did leading up to this.
Yeah.
So I did kind of change up my nutrition. You can read more about that in the blog. I won't go through all of it.
Yeah.
But I just did eat sugar and grains leading up to it for a few days. Anyway, that was good. And so that was that. And Tracy texted me, and as I was walking into the corral, it was great. Walked over and met her and Bob. And it was, Bob has a beard that I think is just awesome.
You're like in beard envy.
It was just great. And it was good to meet her and, you know, took a picture and got to chat. And it's always good to get to meet people that are just in your phone. And
exactly.
They both live in the Chicago area. So that was great. And then we waited. And we waited some more. And that.
Yeah, the kids and I were done with breakfast by the time you even started.
Correct. So I didn't even get there till after 9:20. We didn't even get our corral to start.
And yeah.
There's a lot of people. I get it. And that's okay. I'm not complaining about that.
No.
The seating, though, is like, I think that they do need another corral because it was basically, if you were saying that you were going to run 11 minutes per mile or more, they were all in that corral. So it went everywhere from somebody who's running 11 minutes a mile, right? So who could finish this thing in 55 minutes versus somebody who maybe runs 13 minutes a mile.
Right.
So they're, you know, 65 minutes, you know, so it's not terrible, but there's also walkers.
Right.
Who might take, you know, an hour and a half to finish it. And that's fine. I was a walker not that long ago.
Yep.
And the only problem that I had was that we were all together and it made it very, very crowded in that first mile.
Yeah.
On the streets. I mean, they're wide streets, but it's
right,
still very
crowded. You're like in the widest street because you're on Columbus and that's right. Congress.
And then you go right into that tunnel
yeah.
and the GPS didn't like that. It said I ran my first mile in 6:20. That didn't happen.
Didn't like it?
No, it was more like 11:43. And there was a lot of bobbing and weaving to avoid people, but I was trying to keep it under control. So that was all right. My issue was that they would, like the corporate teams of walkers, they would string out across the street, five, six, seven people wide.
No, you gotta be considerate.
They weren't keeping to the right. A lot of them were on the left. They were walking right down the middle of the street.
Yeah.
That's my only issue. Like, I want you in the race. Like, I want you walking it.
Yeah.
I want you doing it. I just want you to stay to the side, to the right.
Yeah.
Just like any other slow traffic, right? Mm-hmm. Slower traffic to the right, faster traffic to the left.
Yep.
But it is what it is. I mean, I can't complain, right?
No.
I'm back there. If I want a better path, I just have to get faster. So
could you say, oh yeah, I'm going to do a 9-minute mile, but really do 11?
Well, the answer is yes, you can. That's annoying.
Yeah.
You know, for the people who are trying to run the correct pace. And I would start at the back of that corral.
Right.
Either way, though, the you can only say that. They're going to look if you've got past results to see what you did.
Oh, okay.
I did not run that fast, right? And we're going down. Everything's going great. I'm really feeling good. And before the race started, I was able to take off the, you know, extra long sleeve shirt.
Oh, right.
I took out the hand warmers. The sun got to the right angle and it was, you know, pleasant for running. And we kept going, and mile one, like I said, about 11:43 and 11:45, right? I mean, it's right in that range. And then I hit mile two, and I didn't look at my watch because I was super distracted by the smell of Garrett's popcorn. That's mean. I just want Garrett's to know it's a little mean.
To have their popcorn going that early in the morning.
And not give you any.
Well.
I mean, we're running. Give me some popcorn.
Well, that's a fuel.
Why not? Some Garrett's Chicago mix.
There you go.
Or whatever they call it now, Garrett mix. Or I don't even
know.
They can't
call
it Chicago mix, right?
Why can't they call it Chicago
mix? I think that was like a thing. They couldn't call it that anymore for some reason. I don't know. Either way, though, I didn't get any popcorn. And that lasted for like a third of a mile. Like it was a long way. And at this point, I've picked up the pace. And I don't know what I'm running at, but I could tell you it's faster than what I had been. And I get kind of towards, we're getting close to mile 3. And I skip the first aid station. I'm able to, and I'm running the whole thing. I don't need any walk breaks, which is amazing considering where I was not that long ago. And I come across these people with some really good shirts. And I thought to myself, I really need to get Gretchen this shirt.
Oh, right. You said. And what was the shirt?
They said it was a man and a woman, a couple.
Uh-huh.
And they both had shirts on that said undertrained and overconfident. And I feel like we've had this discussion about the epic hike about
that.
Undertrained and overconfident. So I love that. I'm like, that's the best shirt in the race. And the guy's like,
That's funny.
Pointing at, I had a Fat Man Chronicles Be Better Today shirt on with the logo on the back. I'm like pointing to the logo, like, listen to the podcast, brother. Not that he was fat. I have no idea if he was or not.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, that's
pretty funny.
You know, I think he would like it. So that was great. I hit the 3 mile mark and I didn't look at my watch at that point either. Or maybe I did. I think I glanced at it.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't really tell the time. But I knew that the 5K obviously was coming up. You know, about 3.1 miles. So I'm like, I'll look at that point. And when I looked down, my watch said 33:33, and the official was 33:34. So I mean, I was right there.
Yep.
In terms of what my watch said for overall time, mm-hmm. it was completely screwed up on the segments and the miles and all that. But the time alone, or the time itself, was correct. So that's a PR.
That's awesome.
In a race, that's a PR for a 5K. And at that point, I decided I feel really good. I'm going to go for it. I've got 3K left to run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to run. I'm going to race this from here on out. So I have no idea where, you know, I could end up. But I was going to lay the hammer down as much as I can. My blazing speed is my top end speed's not that great, but I was going to race, and I decided to have fun with it. And in my mind, going into this race, if I got anything under 57:30, I was going to be happy. That's 11.5-minute pace. Andy, a few weeks back, Coach Andy over at Silver
mm-hmm.
Fox,
mm-hmm.
Which I've got a story about we've got to tell, too, on that one. But Andy told me, you know, if you're going to race it, we'll adjust the schedule, and let me do some calculations. And he came back and he's like, I get 11:24 pace. So he was saying I should be able to run 11:24 a mile. So that would be under that. It would be closer to 57 minutes, right?
Okay.
So that was in my head, my goal. At 33 for 5K, and I've only mm-hmm. got 3K to go. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna kick that to the curb. So let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
And I just started to run and it felt great.
Good.
Past the aid station. I'm like, you know, I don't need this.
And are you like taunting people? I don't need water. You guys are weak.
I did. I started singing Chariots of Fire as I ran. The Rocky theme. I started asking people why they were so slow. What's wrong with you? I tripped a few people just so I could be. No, I didn't get that competitive, obviously. But the worst part was, we call it Mount Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Right. There's this little
incline. Yeah. Call it a hill. It's not. It's an incline.
Yeah. I mean, but it's.
But it's at the end of every race. Yeah.
For the marathon, it's basically right before the finish,
mm-hmm.
and it's horrendous. Like after you've run 26 miles, just about to go up that thing, it wasn't quite so bad when you've only run less than 5 miles, but. And I shouldn't say only, because I mean, it's still a 5 mile run, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the wind was still coming in
from
the
right
east off the lake.
Yep.
And it was like running into a brick wall. I mean, you just get hit full force. But I would just put my head down and just kept chugging along. And by this point, I had my hat was off, my earbuds, they might have even been out at this point. I can't remember. But I was going to race this darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Make that last left turn, and I see what the time is. on my watch and I'm like, wow, I could beat 52 minutes if I hustle it up.
That's awesome.
So I sprinted and I got in and
sprinted with air quotes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got in 51:10, which means that I ran the last 3K at a 9:27 pace.
That's awesome.
Which means that more than likely the last 5K of the race, if I wasn't sub 30, I was darn close.
That's awesome.
I must have been sub 30.
Yeah.
So now I need to run a 5K.
And beat sub 30.
And beat sub 30, which I'm going to do soon after, you know. Well, I'm not going to go for a sub 30 right after my half marathon. Yeah. Although I'm running a, I'm going to run a 5K
a
week later. I doubt I'll go for sub 30 at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I will shortly thereafter. I'll find a local one to go for it because I think I've got the speed in me now.
That's awesome.
So it was an unbelievable race for me. Two PRs. So my previous PR was from 2004, an hour, 6 minutes, and 30 some seconds, I think.
Oh wow.
So I was 33 years old.
That was a long time ago.
I'm now 47, and I beat that by 15 minutes. So
that's awesome.
You know, my hashtag at the end of my blog was older, wiser, faster. And I truly believe that.
Yeah.
And the mental aspect of running is so much easier as I get older.
Yeah.
I think with life in general, life's harder for me. As I get older, but running is seems I kind of get the mental aspect of it now a lot more. So that was great. And I mean, Andy's plan has been spot on.
He's been help. It's been,
it's been awesome. So I can't wait to work with him on a more full-time basis coming up soon. But, you know, we had somebody that contacted Andy because of the show.
Yes.
And then she reached out and said that she got a plan from him.
That's
so
awesome.
PJ, you know, did that. And I'm thrilled to hear that.
Right.
You got to follow the plan. And Andy's great about helping you understand it and adjust.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something, you know, really good. And then I just saw, too, that somebody, I think it was Amy over at Endurance for Everyone, just got a plan from John.
That's great.
So I think that I'm loving seeing these coaching plans come out, you know, from Andy, from John. Over at Endurance for Everyone, because I think that there's some value to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, next week we might talk. Well, next week we're actually going to have an interview.
Oh, right.
So I'm looking forward to that. But we might talk in a future episode about training plans a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because I think that customized versus kind of standard is kind of an interesting discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that. So, yeah, that's my race recap.
You had, yes. It was a great race for you. It was a great day for you.
It was.
And the good thing is that afterwards you weren't dead.
No, I ran today. I ran my
Well, even that day where you walked around the Museum of Science and Industry with the kids and stuff, carried Michaela, and I mean, she was kind of a handful, so.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think I could have run sub 50.
Yeah.
Or darn close. I think I had it in me. I don't think I should have. I think as fast as I went was about as fast as I should have gone, given where I'm at in my training and how close I am to my goal race, the half marathon.
Yeah.
But I do have a lot more confidence about the half marathon, even though I know it's much longer.
Yeah.
But it gives me confidence on race strategy, race tactics, fueling before the race, how I felt, just kind of the routine to get into it. So that was... It was really, really cool. And can I get you the shirt?
No.
Why?
I don't think I want it. I don't know. We'll think about it.
How about for not? You don't have to wear it until the hike.
No.
Well, you actually said something about you're going to have to get on the treadmill or something.
I am, because so we're coming up to April, and 4,000 steps without doing something like, you know, real is going to be pretty impossible.
Right.
So, yes, I'm going to have to get on the treadmill soon.
Yeah.
It's going to have to happen.
Well.
My love affair. But I have lots of shows I want to watch on Netflix anyway, so.
Everything comes back to television.
I need just something to keep me occupied. I can't just sit. I can't. You're always like, oh, go outside. It's you. No, it's, I can't. I just can't. It's so boring.
I don't really go without headphones.
No, and I just can't listen. Like, I listen to music. It's good, but I don't listen to the podcasts. We know this.
What about a book on? like
I,
a
I, it just audiobook. I can't. No, one time, so when we were, I've listened to a couple, and one time I was my friend, and when she moved to Arizona, I drove with her car and her cat down to Arizona. And so we had a book, and we both liked the same authors back then. And so she bought a book for us to listen to, and we started listening to it, and I just couldn't. My mind tunes out. It's not in there. It's just.
See, no. I think that would be even better if your mind tunes out while you're going for distance, not while driving, but I'm talking about walking or running. If your mind tunes out, then you don't realize how hard the effort is.
Yeah, no. I'm better on the, I don't mind the treadmill. And because then I get to watch my shows, and it's just, it's better for me.
I think it'd be great if you get on the treadmill.
Yeah. And now the cat's, you know, not radioactive anymore. So
that's true. That's pretty, pretty nice actually.
Yes.
I wonder if the equipment is radioactive.
No.
A radioactive treadmill could be dangerous.
No. It's all good.
It could become like a transformer.
That'd be cool.
What about the rowing machine? I mean, you used to row. Maybe you might jump on that.
Yep. It's all up here.
I know. You don't like to share the plan.
It's all in my head.
You don't like to share the plan. We went over this before a few times. All right. But, well, that's...
Yeah, it's going to start up soon.
That's great. Yeah. And I think that you'll feel better. That's my prediction. I can tell you I feel better.
Well, there you go.
I feel better about you thinking about it.
One step closer.
All right. Well, here's a question we've been getting from a few people wanting to know how our weight loss is going, because we haven't really talked about it lately. And so, and you actually mentioned something about, you know, weight loss recently. So let's jump into telling people how that's all going.
So I am at a standstill. I have been for several weeks. I can attribute part of it to travel. I kind of let my guard down. I've been drinking a little more wine. When I was in Atlanta, I did have wine with dinner most nights, which is normally what I don't do. So just that added sugar of just even one glass of wine. And some nights it was two, depending on the day.
Did you eat the same amount if
you
were drinking?
I ate the same. Well, when I was eating more, like I was eating more solid lunches. So like typically what I would have for lunch, and it is food. I mean, I would have some nuts or some cheese or some cottage cheese and fruit or something like that. When I'm home. But when you're traveling and you're with, you know, I had a new person started, so you're taking her out to lunch, and I would have a salad, and I would try to, you know, I wouldn't get like, I would get a regular dressing. I was eating a lot of salads, but still it was more food in me than I normally do. And I was eating more dinners. Like it was just the quantity of food. I was still being good as far as what I was putting in my body. Like I wasn't taking any grains. The sugar was still just the wine, but the fact that I was having a glass or two of wine with each meal is more than what I was. And so during my Atlanta trip, I did gain some weight. I did not lose it all. I lost like half of it before we left for Washington. And then I gained some more while we were at Washington. And so I think I was up about 5 pounds from my low. And I was like, okay, it's not a big deal. Like I wasn't upset with it. So when we got back from Washington, I really, you know, cut down. I'm like, all right, I'm back to my, you know, but I did have a little more bacon than I used to have. Like my quantity of food was still too much, I thought. And, you know, and we haven't had any wine since we were back. But I do have this, I think my latest thing of what I want to eat is a potato. Like, honestly, a baked potato sounds so good all the time, which is one of our, you know, shouldn't haves. You know, we shouldn't have a baked potato, the potato. But I always saw it as a good once in a while, and it's become a little too often. You know, we get the ribs. That's been my go-to meal, and I get a baked potato with that. Well, I don't need to have the baked potato. I'm perfectly happy with just the meat. So, but yeah, so I'm still, and I haven't lost any weight. And even though I've been watching, I haven't had any wine since we got back from Washington. I've been watching my intake, try and take it down a little bit. The weight's not coming off, and it's frustrating. But I know it will, and I've been drinking more water, because I know that for me, if I drink a ton of water, that helps with the weight coming off. it just flushes out your system. So, and I'm not drinking enough water. I can tell that too. I can tell that with my like lips being dry, my skin's dry. So I just need to kind of reset myself. So when you asked for, you know, wine tonight, I was like, no.
Well, that's, wine. I mean, you've got to do what you want to do, like in terms of getting back to where you feel like you'll be healthier, right? And getting the weight back off. And I mean, I think that we both still have some weight we'd like to lose. And I've been stuck at the same weight for quite a while, but I kind of stopped concentrating on it to worry about my training.
Right.
Which is a little bit different subject, right? And it's interesting because I think that there, you know, our guest next week will talk about macros and, you know, kind of redoing that. So when we say macros, there's three components to food, like at the biggest levels, right? There's food's either going to be, you know, some combination of fat, protein, and carbohydrates, right? Sugars.
Right.
And even a, so a vegetable, right? It's carbohydrates, and that's sugars, but it's a different kind, you know, there's fiber involved and other stuff, right? So they're not all equal. And I've talked about that with some people, you know, quite a bit, right? You know, but maybe you need an adjustment to exactly what you're eating in order to kickstart again.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be, right? So maybe the discussion next week will prompt us to try something.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I'll say is, you know, I've been reading, a lot about our body. When we eat less, our body will burn less. When we eat more, our body will burn more. And then when we switch up, which, you know, what we're doing,
right,
the body is, it doesn't reset all the way back.
Right.
Right. So when we cut, let's just say you cut your calories from 2000 to, you know, 1700, your body's not going to burn 2000 still.
Right.
It's going to stop.
Yeah.
And it'll burn less than 1700 because it's going, oop, I better conserve, right? And how you reset that is difficult, you know, so it takes work. And I think that that's what you're trying to do.
Right.
And I think it's an interesting subject. I'm not frustrated with weight loss at this point because I'm not really trying, but at the same time, I'm not sure that I'm going to remember how to do it. You know, like I kind of bounce up after a hard run, a few pounds, and I don't know all the science behind why that happens. I'm sure that there's very, very good reasons behind that, but from a physiological standpoint. But if I run hard, I'll gain. And my nutrition leading up to the race, I kind of let it go a little bit, trying an experiment.
Right.
I won't do it again because that was just too much sugar and grains for me. But I really like the baked potato the night before the race. So that I'll do again for sure. Because steak, potato, and salad the night before the race was perfect for me.
Yeah.
And I do believe it's, you know, somewhat psychological. At the same time, I think that the potato probably gave me some energy that next morning. And I felt great.
Yeah.
So I'll do that again. Is there anything else that's like, I mean, is it the weight not coming off frustrating to you, or do you feel any worse or different, or?
Well, my stomach's been cramping a little more than what it used to. So that's annoying. And I think it's just because I've gotten, you know, we had a little slacking on like the sugar intake, you know, again with the wine. And then also we shared a piece of chocolate cake last night.
We did. That was,
it was delicious.
I know food's not a reward, but I'm sorry. I used it as a reward last night.
And so there was some cramping because of that.
We should be specific.
Oh, Portillo's chocolate cake.
It was Portillo's chocolate cake. But so we split the piece.
I
wanted to
eat. And there was two pieces.
Right.
And we split one.
Well, there was four in the bag.
Right. The kids each had one. We didn't eat until after Michaela went to bed.
Right.
Because she had had enough.
So to be clear, I wanted to eat all four pieces. So eating half a piece, I feel, is a huge victory.
It's a win.
So, and I did not put it in a shake. Also a victory.
Yes. So, yeah, so I think my stomach's been cramping a little more than usual. I'm having some leg cramps at night again. And so it's just my body is just not happy.
I've been reading a lot about the leg cramps and people needing to take magnesium supplements to help with that.
Yeah. Well, so when we were in Washington, It's not magnesium, but when we were at I've also heard that if you, a banana, the calcium and stuff like that from the banana.
Potassium, rather.
And the banana helps with them as well. And so when we were in Washington, I was having a banana with breakfast every morning. And that stopped when we came home because, again, a banana is not one of those fruits that, you know, it's not on the high list. So I think that has also had an effect on my leg cramps is because of the lack of potassium that I was getting while we were in Washington. So,
and I don't know how much magnesium is needed, but it does have 34 milligrams of magnesium, but it has 450 milligrams of potassium in a banana.
Yeah. So it's just, it's me getting back to, you know, like, I mean, I'm not... It's not like I'm just going to be like, oh, screw it all. I mean, I'm not there. It's not like I'm down on it. It's just, you know, frustrating in ways. But there's nothing wrong with being frustrated either. You just keep on going. And it's like, oh, you guys, are you still on your diet? And this goes into, you know, you were talking about pet peeves as well. And it's like, I'm not on a diet. I don't call this a diet anymore.
Well, I have that on the board. Nobody knew that I was going to talk about pet peeves. You're just reading the board.
I am writing about the board. Yeah. But I'm going to talk about it anyways.
So part of this is I've come across some pet peeves. Mine is
I'm just, it's not a diet. I don't consider this a diet. This is just how I'm living my life.
So every time my grandma asks you that.
Yes.
Look, she's.
She's 94. I get it.
She's 94.
I know. But yes, it's not a diet anymore for us anymore. It's not a diet.
No, it's a way of eating. Yeah. I mean, it's just life.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So that's like my biggest. People are like, oh, well, you're going to still stick to the diet even though you're not losing weight. I'm like, no, but it's not a diet. It's not a diet.
And, I mean, we haven't been sticking to it fully.
No.
I mean, we have to be honest about it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but we go through stretches where we're stricter in terms of what we'll intake versus others, right? Mm-hmm. We have not been super strict over the last month.
No.
And amazingly, we're not losing weight, right? I mean, that just is going to happen.
Yeah.
A couple of my pet peeves. So keto has become a true four-letter word to me. Like people throw it at you. Oh, so you're doing keto? No, keto is a result potentially out of what we do because we've tried to eliminate added sugars and grains,
right?
And we try not to eat them often, and we've slacked on that lately.
Yes.
I want to get back to it, but then I've got this trip to Spain. It's going to be very difficult, right? But that's why I'm really going to concentrate on losing the next bit of weight over the summer after the race, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to be keto.
There's nothing wrong with it. Go for it.
Have at it. I mean, my friend Celeste has had tremendous success.
Yes.
Keeping with ketosis, right? I don't think she tests for it. I think she just eats that way. So my guess is she's in ketosis, right? And if you want to be keto, I'm like, have at it. That to me, I know I was in ketosis at one point because I lost a ton of the weight.
Right.
And my waist got way thinner kind of in a, you know, over time. But really to us, it's about being fat adapted and just kind of using our fat stores for fuel and feeling good, right? The second thing for me is when people are like, oh, you're like, they'll throw it at you like, oh, you're no carb.
Like, like it's a horrible thing.
Like you're no carb. And I'm not no carb.
Right.
I'm not low carb. I'm right carb. And I was talking with Sarah about this. I'm going to write about this at some point because I've got to get my mind around it better. But we're trying to be right carb. That just means that for us, grains aren't the right carb.
Yeah.
Right? Granulated sugar is not the right carb. For us, honey's not the right carb.
Right.
Vegetables, those are the right carbs. Some fruits are the right carbs. We're going to eat the right ones.
Right.
But it's going to make up a smaller proportion of than the standard American diet says to do, right? The SAD diet.
Yeah.
Where it says that, you know, 60-65% of your diet should be carbohydrates. We're more in the 10% range. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No.
But I don't like it having it thrown at me.
Yeah.
Like it's a bad thing or like it's almost like accusatory, right?
Yeah. You need to hang out with better people.
It's not about that, right? It's the online community, right?
Yeah.
That I've got to be a part of to promote the show and do stuff. And I like where I don't get that in the best of the groups, right?
Yeah.
There's other groups that if you said that you ate what we've eaten, they jump all over you for that.
They kick you out.
Right? Because you're not keto or you're not fully NSNG or what have you, right? But that's not what our goal is.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to have a distinction. We've kind of made our own little world within this within this plan, right? And what I always say is we say no sugars, no grains, because in the end, we're hoping to have very little sugar and very little grains.
Yeah.
It's not going to be no.
Yeah.
But if you start out saying like, okay, sugar and grains are okay, in moderation, for us, we can't do that. And it ends up being way, way too much, right?
Yep.
So, and it's been great to be on a journey with, like on our trip, like we talked about, like so many people ate like us.
Yeah,
in
exactly.
one, you know, one way, shape, or form.
Right.
And I'm learning all the time now. I'm reading, you know, all kinds of books. I'm reading Jason Fung's The Obesity Code right now and learning about how he believes, you know, hormones are the answer. And I'm, you know, got to do more research and read the rest of the book a couple of times because it's complex, right? But yeah, I'm with you. And I'm with you on the diet thing. Like, it's not a diet. It's just how we eat.
Yeah.
And I just can't say, I'm not going to tell anyone that what they do is bad.
No.
Just not going to do it. The one thing I will say that I think almost all of us can agree on is as a society, we eat too much refined sugar. And I don't know how you could argue with that. And there's a direct impact to your insulin levels, which, you know, makes you gain weight. So that's about it, though, on that.
Yeah.
So we're both about the same. We're both within a 5-pound range of the low.
Yeah.
And the last thing I'll leave you with, so I'm going to write a blog about this one, too, at some point, because I think I need to flesh it out more. But I have an irrational fear that when I eat poorly, that I'm going to be the 240-pound person I was overnight. So it's one of the reasons that I'm having trouble buying new clothes.
Because you're afraid.
Because I'm afraid, like, I'm going to wake up one day after eating bad, and it's going to be like, no, 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 no. We know that you got down to, you know, 195, but you're 235 again, dude. And then nothing fits. So I know that's complete.
That's why, you know, we could store them, put them away.
We can. I think that just gives too much of a landing pad for me. But I know it's irrational.
Yeah.
Completely irrational. You don't gain it all back.
Overnight.
But it doesn't take much to have a week of eating like you used to and you've gained 10 or 12 pounds.
Right.
It wouldn't take anything. Right now, I'm running enough that when I do this eating, I'm maintaining. And I say that, although I'm not sure I believe it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's keeping it at bay. I have no idea how exercise impacts weight loss. I think it's a very, very small amount. I think you lose weight in the kitchen and you stay healthy, you know, otherwise, like with exercise. So, I'm not frustrated. You are.
I'm frustrated, but I'll be better. I'll be fine.
And I'm looking forward to, you know, next week when we have an interview and seeing how that fits into what we might want to try.
Yeah.
So, anything else? You got anything else for us? No views from the couch at the end?
No.
We're good?
I didn't think of anything. I'll take notes next time.
I mean, I gave the race recap. Do you want to give a breakfast recap? My son ate
stuffed French toast with Nutella and bananas.
I hate him.
And then, so when he ordered it, I was like, so, you know, do you put syrup on this or is it sweet enough? He's like, I have to look at it first to decide.
Look, not even taste.
No, he has to look at it. He's so serious about it too. It's hilarious. And so they serve it and I'm just looking at this thing. I'm like, oh my God. And he's like, this requires syrup. I'm like, oh my God, I can't.
So it was stuffed with Nutella. It has bananas.
Two pieces of thick French toast. In between was Nutella and bananas. And then he put powdered sugar and whipped cream.
And then he
put syrup on top of it.
Did he eat the whipped cream?
Oh, yeah. He ate the whipped cream. I know.
Did he eat it all?
He ate the whole thing.
And then, oh, to be 14.
I know. And so then Lily had silver dollar pancakes from the kids' menu because she still orders from the kids' menu. But she forgot her bacon. So then we had to order the bacon after the fact. So she ate her pancakes and then ordered bacon after the fact. And she dropped the piece on the floor and she came and go, look, I'm like, 5 second rule. It was early in the morning. It was fine.
Oh, my gosh. But it's bacon.
But it's bacon. So it was fine. And then Michaela, I don't know what she was doing. She had like a quarter of a pancake. She said she wanted eggs. She didn't eat the eggs. And then I took a bite of her eggs. And she got mad at me for taking a bite of her eggs. And then she wanted the strawberry. And there's only one strawberry in the fruit. Lord help us all. But she did finish her entire chocolate milk. So it was hilarious.
Did you feel like you were going home again? We used to eat there a lot.
I know. Like we drove past our apartment because, you know, I went up Washington and circled around to get a parking spot. And I was like,
Palace Grill, right?
Yep, Palace Grill. And I said, we would be, I'm like, if it wasn't for Michaela, we would be living in the city.
That's true. We would be. Thanks, Michaela.
Thanks, Michaela.
All right. Well, anyways, with all that breakfast yumminess, we'll wrap up the episode.
Yes.
So thank you for listening to episode 28 of the Fat Man Chronicles. Music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. You can find us on the social medias, Facebook, the Twitter, Instagram, at Fat Man Stories, or facebook.com/Fat Man Stories. The big deal for us is you go on to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, what have you, Podbean, and or your whatever app. Overcast.
Pick one.
It's actually been interesting to watch how Apple Podcasts, after they made the change, it used to be like 90% of our downloads came from there, and now it's down to like 65%.
Oh, really?
And a lot of them are going to like Overcast. Oh. So subscribe, please. Get your friends to subscribe. Grab your spouse's phone, your kids' phones. Just subscribe.
Just subscribe.
And if you could find it in your heart to leave a review, that would be great. Oh, I was supposed to read a review.
We got a new one?
Well, we had one last week and I completely forgot. So, I will find that here. This is riveting.
Riveting.
Riveting
podcast. It's usually how this works out.
but anyway, if you could go on there and leave us a review, it is appreciated. That is how others, find us, if you will. Oh. And if you don't like somebody, then definitely make them subscribe. that's really throwing some torture at them. So on March 7th, a couple of weeks, Let's Kick 23 says, great down-to-earth podcast, everyday couple talking about day-to-day keto life. Now, I didn't mean to offend you by talking that way. It's misunderstood.
Probably should have read the review.
I probably should have read the review first.
Great. Now he's not going to listen anymore.
I especially like that Pete talks about slower running and he's just an average Joe. Oh, my brother's name Joe. Not an ultra runner. No, I am not. It intrigues me. Like I was following the Barkley Marathon.
Yeah.
Like everything that I could. I mean, the only way to follow it really is on Twitter. And I was following that. I didn't really want to go to sleep on Saturday because I wanted to see what was going on with it. I'm super intrigued by it, but I am no ultra runner, at least not yet. So anyway, please leave reviews. It's much appreciated. And if you're a fan, and we know there's six of you, go to Zazzle.com/Fatman Chronicles.
Yep.
Find yourself some swag. We have some new stuff, including some kids' stuff that we just put up.
We'll have Michaela. She'll be sporting her Fat Man Chronicles Be Better Today shirt.
Actually,
soon.
I didn't even put the logo on that, though.
No, you just
did. I just put the hashtag
on
that. I'm going to make some just hashtag stuff in case people don't want the Fat Man Chronicles logo because I have to admit, the Fat Man Chronicles name, I like it. I think the logo is cool, but not everybody wants to walk around with something that says Fat Man Chronicles on it. So we're going to make some just hashtag stuff, probably in a different store. I don't want to be too confusing. So,
sounds good.
All right. Well, that's it. Remember to get out there and be better today.
I was not hiding.